Every Wednesday, we have a chat with Ron Samford. He is the president and CEO of Metairie Bank, and Ron joins us this afternoon. Ron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
So, look, there's something new that banks are required to do, and that is concerning the inflow and the outflow of personal and business accounts with $600 or more. And so under this proposal, Metairie Bank and banks are going to be required to report your account information to the IRS. Why the change, and what does this mean to people?
Well, it is a proposal, and it's part of this $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill. And it's an effort for the Biden administration to say that they're going to pay for that partly through collecting more taxes from people who have been underpaying their taxes, and they're going to, to the tune of almost $800 billion, and they're going to spend almost $80 billion adding IRS agents. And the potential they're going to create for these agents to do their audits is gather information from the banks. So we as a bank will be required, if this proposal passes, to report all the transactions in your personal and business banking accounts for any account that with a balance of $600 or more. And we, the banking industry is obviously up in arms against this proposal. We think the privacy of our customers' financial information is of utmost importance. It's the thing they expect from us, and we just think this is a huge overreach on the part of the Biden administration. So we're trying to get our customers and anyone else who disagrees with this proposal to write your congressman and tell them you're against it.
All right, so it's any bank account that has $600 or more in it, but it could be for any transaction?
Every transaction.
Every transaction.
Every inflow, every outflow, every deposit, every check, every inflow and every outflow.
This is going to have a tremendous impact on drug dealers.
It could.
I mean, no longer can they just, you know, put money in the bank and nobody's asking any questions.
Well, you know, there are already all kind of rules that banks are required to report.
Yeah.
Cash transactions and under the Patriot Act and things like that. But this is really going over the top.
So, Ron, it's interesting because they create jobs. They're creating jobs by doing this, and they're also projecting this revenue from people who are not paying taxes or keeping a closer tab on people who are depositing money in banks and taking money out of banks, banking accounts. Is this a realistic way to raise the money, or is this just fantasy?
I think it's fantasy. I think it's a power grab. They would love to have the information. I don't think they know what to do with the information. We don't know how to get the information to them. The cost of banks devising methods to provide that information to the government is pretty significant. And that's, you know, Scoot, you trust your bank with your money and the privacy of your personal financial information.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, if we're handing it over to the government, there's going to be people who say, hey, I'm not even going to have a banking account. You know, I'll just go back and put my money in the coffee cans under the mattress. And we think that's a horrible direction.
It could lead to more home break-ins.
Sure. Security would be a concern. People would be using more cash. It's not a good idea, and there's absolutely no proof that they're going to be able to use that information to say that you didn't pay the taxes.
That's true, because just because I'm doing activity in and out of a personal or business account doesn't mean I'm not paying taxes. It doesn't mean I'm not declaring the money. So I'm not exactly sure. It's almost as if this sounds good on paper, but it's not that realistic in terms of what it's going to generate.
That's absolutely true. And the other thing, the IRS is famous for not being able to protect information. You see every year people filing, you know, for refunds that are yours, and they're filing with the IRS to claim it. You see people, they're disclosing tax returns of individuals. They just can't keep information private, and we give them all of this information, and nobody can guarantee that it'll stay private. So it's a concern.
Yeah. So the suggestion is that if people are against this, they should stand up and talk to their politicians about it. And this is part of the big infrastructure bill.
Absolutely. It's the big infrastructure, not the $1.5 trillion infrastructure.
The big one.
The people infrastructure.
Yeah, the big one.
Right. But if we have notified all of our customers and suggested that if they're not happy with this, to let their representatives know. And if you're interested, you can go to banklocally.org/privacy. And that is a webpage of the Independent Community Bankers of America that we are members of. It's a trade group. And all you do is register there with your name and address, and you can easily send a letter to your congressperson and your senator at that website.
Okay, give us that once again. It's banklocally.
banklocally.org/privacy.
Cool. All right, Ron, thank you for your time, and thank you for the information and for the heads up on this.
Absolutely.
All right. Ron Sanford,
use your help.
President, CEO of Metairie Bank. Thanks for being with us.